Can you clarify the difference between a desire and an intention? It seems that either could lead to suffering due to attachment to the results, yet we are encouraged to have intentions for well-being, health, happiness, etc. Isn't our intention also a desire? This is where I'll hopefully not make you glaze over with technical terms of Buddhism, but there's distinctions. Again, this is where sometimes in, because English is not a technical spiritual language, and you know, we use the language that we have, but an intention in Pali is jetana, and jetana is maybe volition is probably a better word, because but it's a, yeah, let's say, a movement of mind in a certain direction. So that volition. We're setting a course of intention, volition, movement towards a thought or something, or trying to some sort of goal for either body, speech, or mind. And all action for it to have some karmic potential has jetana as a part of that. So, desire is more nuanced in the sense that, say, like in the Dhammacakka Sutta, which we recited this morning, the Buddha pointed to desire as the cause of suffering. So, desire in this sense being tanha, so sensual desire, desire for being, desire for non-being, gama tanha, bhava tanha, vibhava tanha. Tanha is a form of desire that is always bound up with greed, hatred, and delusion, and always results in suffering. I'd say the nature of that form of desire. There's another word in Pali for desire also, which is chanda. And chanda is more neutral, but is generally a positive force. So that in the say the 37 wings to awakening, there are different sets of the Buddha's teachings, and the very first one is the four bases of success, so the four bases of spiritual success. And the first base of spiritual success is chanda, and chanda is desire. So that without desire, without a wholesome desire, without a positive desire, we don't do much. We need to, and so maybe a better word is motivation, or interest. I use different words sometimes, but its fundamental meaning, yeah, is like desire. And it can have negative connotations sometimes, so that in the five hindrances, the first one, sensual desire, is kama chanda. So that has a negative connotation. But then, as I said, chanda on its own, in that four bases of spiritual success is a very positive force. There's also Dhammachanda, the desire for Dhamma, desire for truth. Kusala Chanda, desire for the good, for the wholesome. So that Chanda is something that we need to cultivate in its positive, but it's wholesome, so that we are able to motivate ourselves to practice, and then direct our energy. And because also the natural result of chanda is effort, is putting forth energy. When we have desire for something, then we're willing to put forth effort. And that's especially in terms of, say, the four bases of spiritual success, like chanda, wirya, citta, vimamsa. So chanda as desire, wirya as effort, citta as the establishing of the mind, applying the mind, and vimamsa as reviewing, reflecting, investigating what worked, what didn't work, what was helpful, how does it work. And then when that's functioning, usually it's, say, the result of that investigation or reviewing, it's going to bring up more desire, more chanda. So it's a some positive feedback loop. Okay, last one. Oh, lovely. Okay, I'm grateful to be attending this insightful retreat with its excellent teachings and models of diligent practice. This former seemingly lifelong prisoner to sloth and torpor is rejoicing in newly uncovered energy with gratitude to the Triple Gem. Sadhu. Okay, we'll have a bit of a break and then come back for puja.